The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
Crunchiness in harmony with the delicious yogurt, that really hits all the right notes.
Muller Corner sponsors the Voice of Ireland on 2FM.
Right, semi-final was last night, Jenny.
Yeah.
It was on in the background of my house. I was running around with a 1.5-year-old. My two lads were watching it. They did vote. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who they voted for.
Okay.
In fact, I can check because they texted on my phone.
You can check that there. But
we'll check that in a minute. In the meantime, who have we got?
We got Rachel Stevens on the line. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
We're very good. So are you feeling a bit smug? I know Keane has no axe left.
Oh, I know. Bless him. I'm over the moon.
Do you know what? I think because Keane has no axe left, I think it's only fair and only right we play a bit of sad music.
Yeah.
Because Keane Egan...
All right. Let's get the violins out.
Yeah, he's never won The Voice, has he? I don't think he has.
No, I don't think he has. No.
And another year slips away. It's like Liverpool trying to win the Premiership. Never done it.
Poor old Stevie G.
Yeah, nothing we can do. Anyway, how are you, Rachel?
Anyway, I'm great. I'm really, really great. Yeah, it was a great night last night and I couldn't be happy. I'm so over the moon. Yeah.
The live shows have been going really, really well, haven't they, the past kind of 4 or 5 weeks? Is it more exciting for you to do the live shows than the pre-recorded stuff?
It's so exciting at this point, yeah. I was just so happy I didn't have to make any decisions myself last night, because last week I was just like, it was so hard to choose. And then it's just out of your hand, so it's... nerve-wracking, it's exciting, you never know who's going to be voted in, what the public are going to do, so it gives it that element of surprise and excitement.
Yeah, we had Catherine on the show last week and she was saying when she was while you were deliberating, she had the director in her ear going, she has to make a decision, push her, and Catherine was like, there's only so many times you can say, sorry Rachel, we need an answer.
Rachel. Anyway, so yeah,
you got there in the end though.
Got there in the end, yeah, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy that Kieran and Sarah are through. I think they're just brilliant.
And Sarah did a really great version of The Weeknd's Earned It, which is a song we play on the show quite a lot. And Keane described it as one of her best performances. You must have been thrilled.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that song was perfect for her. And, you know, it's trial and error, but she's got one of those voices that I think will sound great on pretty much anything. And she always makes songs her own anyway. And she's got that really sexy, smouldering voice that worked particularly well on that song. And she's growing every week. She really is.
Rachel, can you tell me, you can't answer this, I'm sure, but I'm going to put it out to you anyway. Maybe you can deliver the message back for us, okay?
Yeah.
Every week since I've watched The Voice now, and even way before you were on it, years and years, over the past 2 or 3 years, Brezzy and Keane and other people, coaches have been on there, I don't think you've done it, complain about the song choice. Every time someone sings that, I just don't think that song was the right choice for you. Is there anything else they can say? Because the show's not called The Song. It's called The Voice.
You're true.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, if we all judged the song which you chose, that'd be a different show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it does make a huge difference. Because if, you know, a song's not particularly showing off your voice or doesn't suit you as the type of artist you should be, then it does make a huge difference.
Rachel's just put me back in my box there, Jenny. I'm going to be quiet now. I thought she'd agree.
But actually, to be fair, Rachel, I can understand what you mean, because Patrick, who's got an incredible voice, obviously Patrick T. Muna, did Shaka Khan's Ain't Nobody. And then, you know, yourself, Keane and Brezzy all said it kind of didn't really show off his voice, and he has a great talent. So that's where I suppose the song comes into it.
Exactly. And, you know, at this stage in the show, I think as the show grows, that's time to experiment and try different things. But when it gets to this point, I think you've got to do what is the direction you would go in as an artist out of the competition. But it doesn't mean staying safe. It means still challenging yourself, but just doing something that's going to be right for you, who you are, you know?
Mm-hmm. Final is next week. Rachel, are you guys going to be performing together?
Yeah, we are. We're going to do a little number.
That's always an exciting. You know, give us an exclusive?
Yeah. No. Okay. Surprise.
Come on.
Surprise. but no, it's going to be great. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Can I ask you, you needn't tell us what the song is, but can you tell us, are you happy with the song choice?
Yeah, it's just fun, you know. It's just great to get up there and all sing together and have a crack. Have the crack, as you say.
you've learned the lingo.
Oh, yeah.
How have you gotten on with the accents, by the way? Has it been difficult, or has it been not a problem?
It's not a problem now, funny enough. I think I'm settled in with that now. Yeah, at the beginning, I think I've just got used to sitting next to Brezzy, so he's kind of, you know, it's all right. Once you get used to Brezzy's accent, then it's fine.
Who was the hardest to understand? Was it Brezzy?
Yes. Oh, my God. He mumbles so much, but I don't know. I understand what he's saying now, weirdly.
He's a mumbler.
Yeah, oh, I won't do an impression.
Right, so final next week. That's got to be exciting, Jenny. You going to be watching as well?
I absolutely will be watching. Rachel,
who are you voting for?
I don't know.
Put her on the spot, Rachel. Put her on the spot.
It better be Team Rachel, come on.
Listen, you know it's going to be Team Rachel, okay? I just have to decide between them. That is the danger. So, you know, leave it with me.
All right.
Rachel, it's great to have you on again. And I'm not sure if we're doing any more voice calls. Alan, producer Alan, is he gone?
To be honest, I'd say we're going to have the winner
on
next week.
Are we going to speak to somebody next week on Monday? We are, okay. All right, Rachel Stevens, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
Cheers, Rachel.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go, Jenny. Who are you voting for?
I can't say. I have to keep that to myself.
Okay, well, we will have the winner on next Monday, I've been told.
Okay.
And the coach, or just the winner of the show?
I don't actually think I'm going to be allowed to say who I'm voting for in The Voice, because it might be seen as swaying a vote, you know? So I better not.
Oh, it's like the referendum.
I better keep it to myself.
Okay, and on that note, let's take a break.